Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe's entire menu is available for takeaway and delivery. Check out their Facebook page for menu and contact details.
The Queen has broken her silence over Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's tell-all interview with Oprah in an official statement, saying the allegations of racism were concerning and they would be handled by the royal family privately. The Queen also said the royal family was saddened to hear how challenging Harry and Meghan's time as working royals had been, and then went on to say Harry, Meghan and Archie will always be much loved family members. Prince Charles is yet to make a statement.
Ex-paparazzi turned TV host Piers Morgan totally threw the toys out of the cot on Good Morning Britain yesterday when he was challenged by co-star Alex Beresford over his constant public attacks on Meghan Markle. Check this out, this is gold.
And I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry, no.
Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe, not my
own. No.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
Is absolutely diabolical behaviour. I'm sorry, but Pierce spouts off on a regular basis and we all have to sit there and listen. 6:30 to 7 o'clock yesterday was incredibly hard to watch.
Morgan freely admits the vendetta began when Meghan ghosted him after they chatted on social media, then they met up just before she started dating Harry. So he thinks he had a chance with her.
Is that right?
That's why he's been so mean. And by the way, Meghan's never responded to any of the mean things he said to her.
And this morning, the tanty continued as Piers has resigned from the popular morning show, with ITV confirming the news.
Resigned or asked to leave? Meanwhile, Hollywood Down Under is getting more A-listers. George Clooney and Julia Roberts are the latest celebrities set to head to Australia to take advantage of our virtually COVID-free movie industry. A rom-com titled Ticket to Paradise will feature Clooney and Roberts as a divorced couple who rush to Bali to stop their adult daughter from getting married. They're not filming in Bali, though. It'll be filmed in the stunning Whitsundays and southern Queensland in November.
Vicar of Dibley's Trevor Peacock has died at the age of 89 from a dementia-related illness. Peacock played cheeky Jim Trott in the comedy series between 1994 and 2015 and was best known for his catchphrase, no.
No.
I can play that for another couple of hours.
Hilarious.
Vicar of Dibley's Dawn French paid tribute by posting a photo with Peacock on Twitter and wrote, "Night, Trev, I love you."
Aww. And Melbourne's Rod Laver Arena has been locked in to host a state memorial for music industry titan Michael Gadinsky on March 24. Premier Daniel Andrews said in a statement, "From the biggest names to up-and-coming artists, Michael's life purpose was music. This unique state memorial will celebrate that lifelong passion and honour his significant contribution to the Australian music industry and the state of Victoria. Family, friends, colleagues and industry reps are invited to attend, along with some select members of the public."
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.